Okay, so we were doing Heyam Abayz yesterday and did not get down to the bottom of the Umbud. So we'll pick up on the last thin line. So Tanya, Abba Ben Yamin Omer, I think this was not relevant to what we said before. They just were talking about in Yanei Tefillah. So we're sort of going back to Tefillah and Kriya Shema. So he says that Ashten Dvarim Hayisi Mitztayer Kol Yamai. I was super conscientious and worried about my whole life. What were the two things? So he see mitzayir kol yomai al tefilasi. I was worried about two things in regards to tefillah. Number one, should they lifnei mitasi? So a that it should be in front of my bed, and also v'al mitasi should they nesuna ben safon ledarum, that my bed would go in a north-south direction. Okay, and then what are these two things? Al tefilasi should they lifnei mitasi, that my tefillah should be said in front of my bed. So my lifnei mitasi, what does that mean? Ilei lifnei mitasi mamish, that literally would be said in front of my bed. V'yamar of Yehuda marav, v'yisem arei shum and levi, minayin l'mispalel shlo yehei davar chotzeitz beino levein hakir. If a person is in fact davening in his bed, or if he's saying Kriya Shema Amita, so there should be nothing separating between him and the wall, right? Shneimar v'yosef chizkiyahu panav el hakir v'yispalel. Now by chizkiyahu, we know that he turned to the wall and he davened. So that's like a dugma, that whenever we daven, it should be served directly by the wall, and that's true in a shul also. A person should ideally daven by the wall, or by, as opposed to sort of having things separated between him and the wall. So the Gemara says, lo tehem lifnei mitasi. It doesn't literally mean that he would daven in front of his bed, which separated between him and the wall. Ela ema samach mitasi. Okay? It means that he would daven samach to the mita. What is samach to the mita? So if you look in Rashi, Lemitasi, Samach Lemitasi, about 15 lines up from Rashi in the bottom, so Kol Yomai Nizharti Shlo Lasos Melacha V'Shlo Lasos B'Torah Kishamadati Mimitasi Ad She'ego Kriya Shema V'Spalo. That I always wanted to make sure that I would not do any work before I say Kriya Shema, before I daven in the morning, that there would be no hefsek between those things, okay? And what's the Chiddush about Rashi, the people are following this Rashi, is that he said that I wouldn't do work bishlo lasik b'torah shemadati mimitasi, and I wouldn't learn before davening at all. And Tosas questions this. Most people l'halacha do not pass like this Rashi. If a person gets up, they can learn before davening. But the basic idea is that if a person gets up in the morning, they should say Kriya Shema and daven immediately. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, so v'yal mitasi shetes nesuna b'tzafa l'darum, that the bed should head in a north-south direction. Which is the ultimate sort of benefit in the parlance of the Gemara. You'll have male children. Now, what's the Indian of having a bed between Safa and Ladarum? Is that the assumption was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, that the sort of the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina exists on the east-west direction. And therefore, however we conceptualize that. And therefore, if a person's lying in his bed east to west, and then he has Tashem Shemitah or other things, it's like sort of coinciding with sort of Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina in some type of way. So therefore, we said that a person should have their bed going in a different direction. So if they look in Rashi, Tzafon L'darum, Rosha Margoloseha Zeha Tzafon Mitzel L'darum, his head and his feet go north south. V'nir b'yenai shashchina b'mizrach o b'marav l'vichach nachon l'hasiv derech tashmish l'ruchas acheros. Therefore, it's a person, you know, derech tashmish. A, whether he's lying, whether he's intimate, that should be in a different direction than the shchina. Shneimar, the Gemara continues five lines from the bottom. V'zafoncha t'male bitnam yisvu banim. Okay, that a person who's lying tzafon, so then their bellies will be filled with bandim. V'nachem bar Yitzchak Amar, af ein ishto mapelas nefalim, a person who lies in the appropriate direction, he has the appropriate, I guess, religious sensitivities and sensibilities, then his wife is not going to miscarry. Okay, k'siv hachav v'zafoncha t'male bitnam v'k'siv hasam v'malo yameha l'ledes, that the woman's days will be filled until the end in having children. Okay, fine. Now, you know, we don't know exactly what to make of that. You know, there's probably been plenty of people that have had their beds north-south before, and their wives did miscarry, or they didn't have sons. So it's not clear if the Gemara is speaking as an actual haftacha, or whether it's speaking sort of in some sort of almost allegorical type of way. Okay. Everyone awake? Sort of awake? I'm not fully awake, but okay. So the Gemara continues to the bottom. So Tanya, Abba ben Yamin Omer, Shnaim Shnichanasu Lizpalel, two people going to Davin, Vakidim Echa Mehem Lizpalel, Elohim Dinis Chavero, Vyatza. Okay, two people are there in the shul together. Rashi points out, the Rishon point out, they're speaking about a shul that's Shabbosados, right? We're speaking about shuls in their time, as opposed to people davening in the shuls of our time. And then he leaves. I mean, the first guy, so he comes in, he does his business, he leaves afterwards. Torfin lo tfiloso b'fano. So his tfilo becomes like ripped in front of him. Namely, he's done something really somewhat atrocious. Shenam mar torif nafsho b'yapo halamancha tasov eretz. That, again, possibly referring to the fact that he left sort of the land, he left his friend, therefore his tefillah becomes Torah, it becomes like ripped. V'lo od el shagorim l'shchina shetistalek v'yisrael. It's quite a statement, right? So many of the Acharonim, they try to say, like, what's so sort of serious about this idea of leaving your friend behind in shul that elicits this type of response? Shenemar v'yotek tzor mimikomo, that you have ripped up or uplifted God from his place. Okay, now what happens if you do wait for your friend? The issue is a sakana, right? But, you know, it's an awfully strong language to use to describe someone that left their friend and is suffering sakana. So it is. It's because of sakana and because of, I guess, like the broader issue of the sensitivity towards, you know, it's not just like you're in a sakana, but it's like you don't care. You know,
right. Was you paying on the chavir? Was you paying on the mocking went to go daven? But then after you paying on the chavir,
absolutely. I guess when you put it in those terms, so the seriousness of the response, you know, it does make sense. Okay, v'mhimtin lo maschara. Let's say if a person does wait, in fact, for their comrade and doesn't go sort of tearing out a shul. So what then is the schar for the person? Rav Yosef Chanina zocha lebrachos halalu. So the person is going to be zocha for the following brachos. Shenemar luhikshavta lemitzvosai. That if you would have listened to and fulfilled the mitzvos vayihi, then you would have been kenar shlemecha. Okay, v'tzikotcha kegali hayam v'yihi kechol zarecha v'tzetzei meecha. You would have like all these things. Nahar shlemecha, you know, gali hayam, so the beautiful stones of the right. V'yihi kechol zarecha. You have many children. In other words, there's all sorts of beautiful brachos associated with the idea of sensitivity for others, not just placing your own religious aspirations before that. Okay, now, obviously we were speaking before about ideas of mazikin, right? Kriyish Malamita is because of the mazikin, perhaps even as well, not davening out in the Sadeh might be because of actual danger, might be because of mazikin. We mentioned on Dav Gimel about not davening the Chorva. One of the three reasons of not davening the Chorva is because of mazikin. So once we're sort of on the topic already of Shadim, so we're going to sort of throw in a few statements from the Gemara about Shadim. So Tanya, Abba ben Yamin Omer, and by the way, that also coincides with the fact that the last Mandi Omar was Abba ben Yamin, right? So it's both sort of topical to the Gemara, and it's also consistent with a, you know, not a hugely quoted, the Memra or Tana in the Gemara. So Abba ben Yamin Omer, Imolei Nosna Rishos La'ayin Liros, if we were sort of given permission, so to speak, if we had the capability of seeing the Shadim out there, Ein Kol Bria Yecholo La'amod Mipnei HaMazikim. So you wouldn't be able to even stand. You'd be sort of so overwhelmed by the mazikin, by the shadim that are like around your head and around you constantly. So Amar Baye is inu nefishi minon. They are far more numerous than us. V'kaimi alon ki kastla l'ugya. That they stand on top of us like a mound of dirt around a pit, right? I mean, they're lording over us. Amar Vuna, kochad v'chad minon, alpha mismola. Every person has 1,000 shadim to their left, Rav Yerasa Miminig, and he has 10,000 shadim to his right. Okay, Amar Rava, so Haiduchka Dehavi Bikala Minayhu. What does it mean, Haiduchka Dehavi Bikala? Let's take a look at Rashi. About 8 lines down in Rashi. So Palim Shibnei Adam Yoshvim Ravchim B'Yom HaShabbos. Shabbain Lishmoa Drasha, the Kala is considered is the shir, like the communal shir. They come to shul and everyone's sort of sitting, you know, 5 feet away from each other. Okay, Vidoma Lahem Ki Yoshim Tchukim. But it feels so crowded. Why does it feel so crowded? So that's from them. That is from the Shadim that are sort of crowding you. So I guess the point is that you can't see them, but their presence can sometimes be felt. So I'm a Rava. Haiduchka Dehabia Bekala Minayhu. That's number one. Number two. So Hani Barche Deshale Minayu Hani. Minayu. Okay? It should be Minayu Have. That's what the Aleph is. That the person whose knees are weary and his body is feeling broken down, Rashi says, Berchayim Ayefim. So why is that? So that is from, that's from them. Minayu Have. Somehow the shadim are impacting or exhausting a person by crowding him. Okay, so hanimani de rabbanan de balu mechufio didhu. So the when a person who are the chachamim are not laborers. Take a look in Rashi. So mani de rabbanan de balu, the clothing of the rabbanan that become tattered or worn down. So big day al tamidim shebalim maher, right? It's getting worn down very quickly. Vehem einam b'nei melacha sheyivlu b'gdeihem. They're not people that actually do any labor, that their clothing becomes worn down. Rashi's mechufi didu b'ayin hamazikim v'yoshvin etzlan u mis chachachim b'hem. It's from like the mazikim that are coming and sort of rubbing, against in some way the chachamim. Typically, if you see chachamim whose clothing is worn down, it's because they're shopping for suits at Costco or places like that. It's not because of the shadim, but it could be both reasons. Okay, and lastly, so hanikare de menakvan minayu. So minayu. What's a hanikare de menakvan minayu? A person.
Elu haber kayim hayyafo shel talmidei chachamim, berkei of the knees.
Right, well, wasn't it that they're hayyafos? Oh, hayyafos.
Ayyaf, like tired.
But I thought we said it already before.
Minayu, minam azikin.
I don't know. Okay. Because
they lean on the knees of men.
Okay, fine. So, so Haiman Dabai Lameda Lahu. So, like, if a person wants to sort of become conscious and to know whether or not there's shadim there, so Laizi Kitma Nihawa. So, he should bring some ashes. Venedar Apurya, and he spreads it around his bed. People, I'm sure you've seen this before in different places about the Gemara and Chagiga, when it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath and when he's. You know, there's a difference that we've had in a few different places in Shas where you spread ashes around your bed at night. Right? So if you want to know, are there shades that were not in my room? So then you spread it around, the neder aporia, you spread it around the bed. Ubitzafra in the morning, chazi kikare tarnagola. So you see whether or not you can see sort of the footprints of the chicken in those ashes. And if you can, so you say, oh, okay, the shadim have been here. So Haiman Dabai Lemechzinu, even more so, a person who wants to perhaps even see the shadim, again, sounds not something that I would feel the need to see, but again, everyone sort of has different things. So Leisi Shal Yisa de Shinrasa, you should see like the Shilya, which is the, what word am I looking for? When a person or an animal, when they give birth, but it's like a
placenta.
Yeah, but in other words, I'm so tired. It's like a nafel. So all that comes out is the shilya. All that comes out would be the almost like the sack in which like the child sort of should have been in. So it's the
Computer sack.
It's like what's that?
The In Beer Lechzak?
Yeah, it's like the casing of, or the placenta, I'm sorry, you know, or something along those lines. So you take the, I'm not even sure where you'd find all this, but the Shilyasa, the Shunrasa, Uchmasa, Bas Uchmasa, like a white cat who's the child of a white cat, Bukhrasa, Bas Bukhrasa, a firstborn, the daughter of a firstborn cat, and you take all this, Velikle Benura, and then you burn it, the and then you grind up sort of the burnt placenta of this cat. Okay, Velimle Eineminei, and this is a somewhat gross part, and then you rub the ashes of that sort of the discarded fetus onto your eyes, v'chazi lachu, and then you you can see the shadim, v'lishne b'guvasa d'parisala, and then you're not supposed to leave those ashes out because those ashes could be dangerous. V'lichtame b'gushpaka, so you put it into like a case, v'lichtame, and then you seal that case with a seal, okay. So Dilma, why do you have to sort of seal up the ashes of that cat? Dilma ganbe mine, maybe the shadim are going to steal from you. Velachtum pumye, and then it's going to, then the ashes are going to get sort of going to seal their mouth. The shadim are going to seal your mouth as ashes. Kechidulo litzik, so that the person does not become endangered from those discarded ashes. So Rabbi Barbaye of Adhache, Rabbi in fact tried this method of seeing the shadim. Zechaza v'itzak, so he in fact did become damaged. So bar rabban rachmela v'itzak, so the chacham asked for mercy upon him v'itzay, and he became healed. Okay, so Tanya Abba ben Yamin Omer ain't tefilah shadam nishmas el v'itzak neses. Obviously, a famous Gemara in Brachos that a person's tefilah is only nishmas in the Beis HaKnesses. Now, is this totally true? Right? We know that's not true. We know there were wherever a person davens b'chomakim she'asker b'shmi, etc., etc. But the basic idea is that the full expression of the tefillah is found only in the Beis Hashchina, only perhaps in a place of the Tzibur as well. Shenemar Lishmoel Rina Biela Tefillah, that the place where there's Rina, Rashi says the place where there are Shiros V'Sishbachos, that's the place where there should be Tefillah, namely that's the place where there should be Bakasha as well. V'makam Rina Sham Tehe Tefillah. Okay? So Amar Rabin Bar Rav Adam Rav Yitzchak Minayin Shekhash Baruch Hu Matzor Beis HaKnesses says, how do we know that, again, not that it's not that Kishbarach was not found in other places, but how do we know that there's maybe a certain manifestation of the Shechina in the Beis HaKnesses? Shenemar Elokim Nitza Badaskel. Okay, God stands in a choir room of people. Uminayin Lazarish Mispalin Shechina Yimahem. How do we know we're Pitabur davening anywhere that the Shechina is with them? Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Badaskel. Same pasuk, right? So, minayin l'shlosha sheyoshvin bedin sheshchina imahem, three people that are sitting in a basin. How do we know that those three people, that the shechina is with those three people? Shenemar bekerav Elokim yishbot. Uminayin l'shnayim sheyoshvin ve'oskim b'torah sheshchina imahem. How do we know that two people that are sitting and learning, that the shechina is with them? Two people sitting anywhere. Shenemar oz nidbru yirei Hashem. Ish el reyehu v'yakshev Hashem. So two people talking to each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of listens to that Torah. So my ulechoshve shemo. Where do we have the pasuk choshve shemo? So if you take a look, I don't know if you have it. I still have it on the side. The pasuk is, how does the pasuk go? Oz nibru yirei Hashem, ish reyehu v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma v'yikasev sefer zichron v'nav liyirei Hashem ulechoshve shemo. What does it mean, those people that think about God's name? So Amar Rav Ashi, so Chashav or Chishav Adam Lasos Mitzvah V'nena. So a person says, you know what, I want to get up and I want to do Mitzvah Aleph. And then, you know, something happens. He set his alarm wrong. Instead of setting up for 6 a.m., he set it for 6 p.m. Okay, so V'lo Asam, and therefore you didn't fulfill that Mitzvah. Malo V'kosav Kilu Asam. So, you know, if your intentions were good, but there was an onus, it's as though you did the mitzvah itself, which is not a Gemara that Alana Blas when it's appreciated. Okay. A man speaks with great intentions.
A wife for effort.
What's that? A for effort. A wife wants to hear about results, not this happened and that happened. Okay. Anyway, so kilu asa minayin shefilu echad sheyoshev ve'osek b'torah. So we said God's in the shul, and then if 10 people are davening, and then 3 people in din, and 2 people are this, so how about even 1 person? So even echad sheyoshev ve'osek b'torah sheshchina imo shenemar b'chol hamakom asher askir et shemi avo elacha b'rivticha. Any place in which my name is mentioned, I will come to you and I will bless you. Now there's a beautiful mamar by Rav Aaron Cutler, which we can maybe talk about more in length another time, that the language of B'chol Makom Asher Askir Et Shmi, it should be B'chol Makom Asher Taskir Shmi, any place in which I mention my name, Avo Elecha, I will come to you and I will bless you, right? It should be any place that you mention my name. So Rav Aaron Cutler, based on the Gemara and Gittin and other places, basically says that when a person is learning, sort of a Kosh Baruch Hu is almost kaviyacha, like learning together with that person. So Askir Shemi, it's like you're mentioning my name, but I'm sort of also mentioning it. There's that experience, which again, Chazal and especially in the Balei Chassidus sort of speak about, and the major source for that is this Gemara. Okay. So, if we said, fine, even one person, the Shekhinah is with them, so if one person, the Shekhinah is with them, so of course, if 2 people are learning, so then, of course, Kosh Baruch Hu is with them. So it says, two people, their words are written down, in the books of memory. It's not clear exactly what this means, but what Meir Yishalmi said, it means that if 2 people are learning together, people are going to remember their learning. It's something that the learning has a certain kiyum to it. It's written down in the Sefer Zichronos of one's own memory, as opposed to one person. So Rav Olbi, when he has a very sharp piece in his Musar Sefer Ali Shur about not learning by yourself. You know, you always have guys in yeshiva, they won't learn by themselves. They said, no, you need a chavrusa. So that's the way the person retains and really knows something. So obviously this Gemara would be sort of like a proof towards that. Okay. If we know that Shekhinah is the 2 people learning, so taltami boy, so mahu detema, so dina shlama biyamahu, before we said 3 people sitting on din, the Shekhinah is with them. You would have thought that din might just be sort of shalma bi'alma. It's just making shalom. That's all that it is. It may not be the Shekhinah. It may not be God resting with that Beis Din. Avelo asya Shekhinah. Maybe the Shekhinah is not with them. Kama shalom, the dina nami hainu Torah. Okay? And that's a very beautiful idea. It's something we mentioned already in the context of kreisi uplesi, about the wondrous nature of the Beis Din. The Beis Din is there as God's representative. The Shekhinah is with that person. I mentioned this very famous Ramban that talks about exactly that. And that's, again, means that the process has to be upstanding in every possible way. If, in fact, we know that the Shekhinah is with 1, 2, and 3, Asar Mibai. So Gemara says, Asar Kadma Shekhinah Ve'asya Talta Adi Yosvei. When it comes to 2 people who are davening together, or 10 people davening together, the Shekhinah sort of waits for them. The Shekhinah comes to that place almost in advance. However we sort of conceptualize it. Yeah. How they're going to come? Right? You better make sure there's a minion there. But by Talta Adiyos, when it's 3 people, so then the sort of only the Shekhinah comes afterwards. Okay, so again, one of the more famous Gemaras in Shas. So Amar Rav Avin Bar Rav Adam Rav Yitzchak Minayin Shekosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. How do we know that Kosh Baruch Hu also puts on Tefillin? And again, obviously, how to understand the concept of Kosh Baruch Hu wearing Tefillin and what that means. You know, it's something that Chas V'Shalom person would never, nobody would interpret this literally. I'll just mention just in 1 quick minute, there is a very, very famous discussion where the Rambam says in Hilchos Theos that anybody that believes that God has any physical form, so that person is not, it's not v'chelik olam haba. Meaning for the Rambam, that was the worst possible sin, is to assume some type of like physical understanding of God's body. The Ravid then comments in that Rambam, Hilchshuva, the Ravid says people far greater than the Rambam believe that maybe God did have some type of physical form. Because we're always speaking about the Yad Hashem and this Hashem, etc. Not that the Ravid believed that, but the Ravid coming from a Kabbalistic perspective, maybe there were some people who felt there was some type of physicality to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a very fascinating comment of the Ravid. Okay, but either way, so these Gemaras, the Kodesh Baruch Hu putting in tefillin, sort of brings back sort of discussions of anthropomorphism and things of that nature. So Rav Adbar Yitzchak, Rav Adbar Abba Yitzchak says, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is meaning tefillin, Shenemar, Nishba Shem Yimino Bizroa Uzel. God swears about his connection to the Jewish people with his right hand, ubezura uzo, and the strength of his arm. Bimino zutora shnemar bimino eshtas lomo ubezura uzo elut filin shnemar shem ozdam boyutein, that this is the God's strength. Okay, uminaisha tefillin oz. Hamel Yisrael. How do we know that the tefillin is the strength to Yisrael? D'ksiv v'rochol chol ami ha'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yirum imeka. That the Shem Hashem is written on you. You're wearing the Shem Hashem v'yirum imeka, and they're going to be fearful of you. Mir Hashem will still be learning when we get to Elazar Demila and Masech Shabbos. But we know sort of the Gemara is about the nace that happened. He opened his hand. There was tefillin there. The Roman guard sort of ran off. There's a lot of sort of the strength of Israel lies in the tefillin. V'tanya Rabbi Ezer Hagadol Omer, Eil tefillin shavrosh. I said when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is wearing tefillin, it's speaking about tefillin shavrosh. Or when the people are afraid or have fear from us, it's because we're wearing the tefillin shavrosh. So I'm really Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LeRav Chiya Bar Avin. Hani tefillin de Mariyama, the tefillin that Kodesh Baruch Hu is wearing, maksiv bahu. Again, we don't exactly understand what this means. What's written in this tefillin? So Amar Lo, Mikiyamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. How great is my nation? There's only one nation like the Baretz. And that's a beautiful conception. That what's written in Kodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin is his great sense of pride and love in Klal Yisrael. Okay, Umim Yishtakach Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Shevchai with Yisrael. Is it really true that Kodesh Baruch Hu sort of praises Klal Yisrael? So Gemara says, "In it's absolutely true." Dichsiv es Hashem hamarta hayom. You have Rashi points out this is the language of shevach. You have sort of praised the Kodesh Baruch Hu today, and then the later in that pasuk is found in Devarim. Hashem hamircha hayom. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu has sort of praised you. How do we understand that? Amar lohem Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. You have made me unique in this world. You have given me almost like a unique place in this world. Vani eseh eschem chativa achas ba'olam. And I'm going to make you unique. Atem asisuni chativa achas. The nation has made God unique. Shenemar, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Vani eseh eschem chativa achas ba'olam. And I'm going to identify you for your specialness and uniqueness. Shenemar, Mikiyam, Chay Yisrael, Goy Echad Baris. Okay, Amor, Le'rav Acha, Brei Derava, L'Ravashi, Teinach B'chad Beisa. Okay, you told me one pasuk, which of course is in one bayis, but it's four beitim. Bishar Bate Mai. What's in the rest of it? So Amor, Le'i, Kimi Goy Gadol, right? And then Umigoy Gadol, which is two parts of the same pasuk. So those are two psukim. Ashrecha Yisrael. Okay, that's another pasuk. That's three. Ohi Naseh Elokim, or that God has raised you and tested you. Ulasitcha Elyon. Right, I'll call Ha'amim. Okay, so Ihachi, if that's true, Nefishi Elohu Tuvabate. You're going to need six, and if you see also. Okay, so Ella, so he says, okay, fine. There's a six psukim, but kimigoy gadol umigoy gadol the domino hadadi bechad beisa. Those two psukim, which are very similar, those go in one bayis. Ashrecha Yisrael and the pasuk of bikiyam Yisrael bechad beita. These are obviously very similar to each other. Hinaselo kim bechad beisa l'sitcha oyon bechad beisa. Let's do the next line. V'kulu k'sivi ba'adurei. And these things, which are also in the sort of the tefillin shel rosh, are also on the tefillin shel yad as well. Okay.